Elizabeth Elliot says, there's a difference between a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day and a peaceful and happy one. I think it does not depend nearly so much on what happens as it depends on your attitude and your response. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of more than 20 books, including Through Gates of Splendor and Shadow of the Almighty, helping you face your day with a godly attitude. Here's your friend, Elizabeth Elliot.
Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and overburdened, and I will give you rest. Put on my yoke and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you today and each day this week about preparing for old age. Let's think about some of the things that we need to be doing by way of preparation. In Isaiah chapter 46, verses 1 to 4, we read, "Bel has crouched down, Nebo has stooped low. Their images, once carried in your possessions, have been loaded on to beasts and cattle, a burden for the weary creatures. They stoop and they crouch. Not for them to bring the burden to safety, the gods themselves go into captivity. Listen to me, house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel. A load on me from your birth, carried by me from the womb, till you grow old, I am he. And when white hairs come, I will carry you still. I have made you, and I will bear the burden. I will carry you and bring you to safety." I love those verses. I love the paraphrase that occurs in that beautiful hymn, "How Firm a Foundation." There's a stanza that says, "E'en down to old age, all my people shall prove my boundless, eternal, unchangeable love. And then when gray hairs shall their temples adorn, like lambs in my bosom shall they still be born." This is where that comes from, Isaiah chapter 46, especially verses 4 and 5. "Carried by me from the womb, till you grow old, I am he, and when white hairs come, I will carry you still. I have made you, and I will bear the burden. I will carry you and bring you to safety." Are you a weary beast, loaded down with burdens, perhaps the heaviest of which is fear? You cannot save the burden, as it says in this passage. You must believe that God will be there. As Janet Erskine Stewart wrote, "I know that when the stress has grown too strong, thou wilt be there. I know that when the waiting grows too long, thou hearest prayer. I know that in the crash of falling worlds, thou holdest me. I know that life and death and all are thine eternally." I told you last week about a lady who had called me in distress. She was living with her daughter. Her daughter owned the house and the mother was paying rent, but the daughter had made it quite clear that she really wanted her mother to move out. Can you imagine the fear, not to mention the hurt, that that mother was experiencing? And yet God says, "Underneath are the everlasting arms." He says, "I have loved you with an everlasting love, a love that will not let you go." Now here's the test of the reality of your faith. On whom does your life depend? On your children? On somebody else? On your job? On your boss? On your pastor? On whom does your security, your happiness, and your salvation depend? Well, we're tempted, aren't we? Tempted to place our trust in things and people and circumstances and money. But the place to put that trust, the utterly safe and unchangeable place, is God Himself. I have made you, and I will bear the burden. I will carry you and bring you to safety. I remember my dear spiritual mother, Miss Catherine Cumming, my house mother at Wheaton, who was living in a retirement home. She had absolutely no family because she had been disowned when she became a Christian. And when she got the verdict that she had terminal cancer, she told me that her favorite hymn was, "God will take care of you." God will take care of you. So as you think about old age, and do think about it, please, don't evade the subject. Don't join the world in making jokes, sexy jokes, or jokes about drinking, or jokes about the hatred of the wrinkles and the white hair. Don't join in that worldliness. Think about old age. God tells us to think about it. When white hairs come, I will carry you still. This will be the test of the reality of your faith. On whom does your life depend? Can you think about it with equanimity? Can you think of the future with peace? Can you think about death? Are you prepared to talk about death? Harold Bucell, the pastor of a church near here, told the story one Sunday morning about how his mother was dying in a hospital in California. He was there in the room talking with her about death. And a nurse came in and remonstrated with them. "Why do you talk about death?" And Harold's very logical and simple reply was, "Because my mother is dying." And his mother, being a Christian, was willing to talk about death, glad to, because she was looking forward to being with Jesus. Now, I'd like to ask all of us who are preparing for old age, and we certainly should be preparing for old age, every one of us, when should we start? Now, let's be reasonable. When you're 40, are you middle-aged? Well, if you're going to live to be 80, you could call yourself middle-aged at 40. If you really think that you're going to live to be 90, then maybe you would start thinking about aging when you're 45. But I would like to ask my listeners, when is a person old? When are we allowed to say, "I'm old"? Now, I say it quite often. First of all, because I believe it. Secondly, because I do enjoy shocking people. And for some reason, it seems to be a shock to people when you say, "I'm old," because we're always supposed to say, "Oh, no, I'm not old. You're only as old as you feel." It's not morbidity. It's joy. I think that every day is one day nearer home, and that is a wonderful prospect. Do you know that hymn by Anna L. Waring? She was the author of "Jesus Loves Me," and I'm sure many of you know that one. But do you also know her hymn, "In Heavenly Love Abiding"? Let me read it for you. "In heavenly love abiding, no change my heart shall fear. And safe is such confiding, for nothing changes here. The storm may roar without me, my heart may low be laid, but God is round about me, and can I be dismayed? Wherever He may guide me, no want shall turn me back. My shepherd is beside me, and nothing can I lack. His wisdom ever waketh, His sight is never dim. He knows the way He taketh, and I will walk with Him. Green pastures are before me, which yet I have not seen. Bright skies will soon be o'er me, where the dark clouds have been. My hope I cannot measure. My path to life is free. My Savior has my treasure, and He will walk with me." That was a hymn that Amy Carmichael loved when she was dying. And I have a hunch that when she said those last two lines, "My Savior has my treasure," and he will walk with me, she was thinking of the tremendous responsibility that was going to fall on the shoulders of those who were the leaders of the family, who would be the leaders after her death. And those hundreds of Indian children whom God had given her were her treasure. What was she to do with those children but place them in the loving arms of God? My Savior has my treasure, and he will walk with me. And I simply want to testify today that through every period of my life, I want to pursue holiness. I want to bend my neck to the yoke, which is the will of God, for each period. What does God want of you 50-year-olds, you 60-year-olds, you 70-year-olds? I think he wants the same thing. I think he wants you to love him and trust him and praise him. Do you love him enough to look forward to the time when you will see him face to face? Can you trust him enough to leave those fears of helplessness and pennilessness and being put where you don't want to be and taken where you don't want to go and told to do what you don't want to do? Can you trust him enough to leave those fears with him? And will you praise him every day for everything?
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network. Mm-hmm.